get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Weapons of breakthrough. Weapons of breakthrough. The book of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual. They cannot be seen. Yet they are undoable, touchable, feelable, and unstoppable. Hallelujah. Weapons of breakthrough. Number one weapon of breakthrough is salvation. Somebody, salvation. Number one weapon of breakthrough is salvation. Salvation is a weapon of breakthrough. Let the devil know that you are truly born again. Let the devil know that you are truly born again. Please, let your mindset receive deliverance. Let your thinking receive deliverance. Don't believe what people are saying, that just go to church. Yes, you can go to church in the morning and you can go to an herbalist at night. No! If God be God, serve Him. If Baal be God, serve Him. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Declare your status in Christ. Tell that boss, tell that master, tell that superior, I am a child of God. What you ask me to do, I will not do it. Second Corinthians 5 verse 17, which says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Also, let him know that you are ambassador of Christ, as recorded in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, which says, now then, we are ambassador of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah. You cannot be mishandled or roughened by the devil anymore if you can confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Declare your status in Christ before, in front of the devil. Declare your status in Christ Jesus before the devil, in front of the devil. You know, Bible call him a roaring lion. He's not a lion, no. The devil is not the lion, no. He's just a roaring lion. The devil is just as a roaring lion. As a roaring lion. He is not the lion. Jesus is a lion. Hallelujah. Let him know this, that you are crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. That devil before you can be that sickness that has defiled medical efforts. That devil can be lack and want that you have tried all means, that it has just been in vain. All your efforts, all your is just not yielding results. I want you to declare right now, you belong to Jesus. Don't let the enemy deceive you. I pray your change begins right now. Your change of life begins right now. Your change of story begins right now. Because your deliverance is on the way. So don't give up. Don't give up. No matter how many years you have been waiting to have your own child, don't be discouraged. Now is the time. In the name of Jesus, receive your children. No matter how long you have been waiting to get employed, don't be discouraged. Your deliverance has come. The job, the contract, the opportunity that you never imagine of will hit you right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Trust that God now. He can do. Trust him. You are no longer in devil's territory. You are now in God's safe hand. And nobody can force you out of your divine covering. Except you surrender yourself to go out. Nobody can force you out. No attack can hit you in God's vineyard. If you can reside in God's vineyard, no attack can hit you out. Why don't you just stay under his shadow? Hide under his feather. Reside under his canopy. Dwell under him. Galatians 2:20 says, now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Another weapon of breakthrough is praise. Another weapon of breakthrough is praise. It's praise. Say it louder. Praise.
Praise
is showing how big your God is. Praise is what? Showing how big your God is. Praise is uplifting God in every situation. Praise is raising God above your problems. Praise is a weapon of warfare. Hallelujah. Praise. 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 You must prepare yourself to give God real praise. When I mean real praise, I mean real praise. You must prepare yourself to give God real praise in face of battles. In face of battles. Confront the enemy by your praise. Jesus was faced with crowd to feed them in the wilderness. He gave thanks. He cautiously praised the Lord. And food landed from heaven to feed more than 5,000 men, aside women and children. Aside women and children. The book of John 6, 1 to 13, emphasize on that. And Jesus said, make the men sit down now. There was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, He said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise is one of those powerful weapons. Even Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus in John 11, 41 to 43, says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou art heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou art sent me. And when he thus had spoken, guess what? He cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus that was dead for 4 days, that even everybody knew his smelling, his stinketh. Bible says he does what? He comforts. Paul and Silas praised God, and prison doors open. All their chains fell off. Praise. Somebody say praise. Acts 16, 25, 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard him. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, Almighty God will open you to the mystery of praise.
Amen.
Almighty God will open you to the mystery of praise.
Amen.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
In that sickness, start praising God. In that challenge, start praising God. In that unpleasant, uncomfortable position you are, start praising God. Don't forget, Paul and Silas are in prison. If they are complaining, if they are murmuring, if they are just weeping, that will not bring solution to them. But they praise God. And as they praise, God stepped in. When you praise God, Almighty God in himself will descend and do what only him can do. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you choose to start praising God, what you cannot do for yourself, Jesus will do it for you.
Amen.
As you choose to start praising God in that impossible position of your life, in the name of Jesus, you will receive the mighty hand of God. Even though doctor had pronounced you that you can never give birth again, even though that womb has ruptured, even though that womb has been taken away, right now, in the name of Jesus, the God of all flesh, step in and do what is impossible unto man to do. What is impossible for man? No human factory can manufacture womb for a woman. It is only God, the creator, the God of all flesh, that can do the impossible. I pray that impossible situation, that impossible challenges of your life, today, in the name of Jesus, it shall be turned to possibility. In the name of Jesus. Three strong nations came against King Jehoshaphat to destroy him and his nation at once. But God intervened when they sang praise. The book of 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22 to verse 24 emphasize on that. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which we are come against Judah. and they were smitten, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. I pray in the name of Jesus, those who say you will not go forward, in the name of Jesus, I declare their end right now. Those who say you will not go forward, I declare their end right now. Those who say your own is too much, is it you alone? Is it only you that are there? In the name of Jesus, the God that rise up and help Jehoshaphat shall help you. God will help Jehoshaphat to destroy three nations that rose against him. That same God will rise up and fight your battle. Praise him. Praise him. You can praise God in the midst of your battle because he is not yours. It's the Lord. God has all it takes to destroy those coming to destroy you. Even on the cross, Jesus was saving souls. In any situation you are in, God can have his way. If you can praise him into that situation, when praising God acts nothing by style, don't be singing song of prayer or about, don't ask by style, just praise him. Don't fight, don't antagonize, just praise him. All you need to do is sing praises unto God from a pure heart for his mercy, for your breath, for your health, for protection, and all the good things he has done for you. Magnify him in your heart. Cry before the Lord and worship him in tears of joy. At that point, your miracle must manifest.
Amen.
The book of Psalm 149, verse 6 to verse 9, paraphrase. Say, let the high praises of God be in thy mouth and a two-edged sword in your hands. Praise God. Praising God is one of those instruments you need. Another instrument you need is prophecy. Prophecy. Prophesy. Prophesy against the contrary wind. Prophesy is another instrument you need. You need each weapon of salvation. You need weapon of praise. You also need weapon to prophesy good things in your life. Prophesy good things against that contrary winds, and it will obey you. Hallelujah. Declare what you want, not what is happening. In face of trial, declare testimony. In face of breakdown, declare your breakthrough. Declare your victory with all your heart and believe it is done, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Breaking through barrier is simply done when you declare your status in Christ. Praise God with all your heart and prophesy what you want to see, and it shall come to reality in Jesus' name. Rise up and let us pray louder. I want you to open what I'm praying to God right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower me to do what is right to break through. Empower me to do what is right to break through. Open what I'm praying to God louder in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of glory, I call out to you, Jesus. Empower me, O Lord, to do what is right to break through. Empower me, Jesus, to do what is right to break through. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to know that there are what to do at every situation to break through. Your salvation is needed. Your prophets, what you say matters. Are you confessing good or what the enemy is doing? Are you safe? Are you ready to do what is right? I want you to open your mouth and pray unto God. Say, Lord Jesus, empower me to do what is right. To come out of every challenges of my life. Empower me to do what is right, to enjoy your full manifestation. Let's pray and talk to God louder. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you, Lord, empower me, Jesus, to do what is right. Empower me, Savior, to do what is right, to come out every challenging situation of my life, oh Lord. Open me up, Savior. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers, for it shall taught you for our testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
So, I really was blessed with the word of God. So, the one light that I caught from that word is that if God is the one backing you, no force can hold you back. Because they want to hold you back. If somebody wants to hold you back, they have to hold you from the back. And they will see God there because God is already backing you. So, I get that one. So, if Satan gives you happiness, what it takes from you will take your happiness. What that means is that the one that he gave you at the problem is not actually happiness. It's fake one. So, what you will not get from me is that the one that will take your original happiness. So, I get that. So, it's a very powerful one. So, then, let the devil know that you are a child of God. Yes. Don't let the devil tell you, turn the stone to bread. And you are not looking at the stone as, should I turn it to bread? So, that means you are doubting your sonship with God. So, it's a very powerful one. So, another weapon of breakthrough is praise. So I got all those striking statements from the word of God and more. So I give all glory to God for that. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Through barriers, all we have to do is to be saved. That is the first step that we need to take. We give our life to Jesus. And the second one is to always remember to praise God. No matter how tough and challenging that situation may be, we have to just give God praise. In every situation, give thanks to God. And the last one is to prophesy. So I believe that God will help us to put all of those things in place, because I believe that when God has given us what to do and we obey and follow his instructions, I believe that we will break through. I believe that everything that looks like a storm before us would calm and would receive the peace and the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. We give all glory to God. Praise God.
Jesus, be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.